Carson, this is the girl I was talking about, Edie Hayes.
Hello.
Well, she wants to go to work with us all right, and you can take my word she'll keep her mouth shut and do things our way.
Yeah.
I'm going to start teaching her the ropes today, and by tomorrow or the day after, we'll be underway. She's going to clout for me.
It's your neck.
Well, you never went wrong on me yet, did you?
I'm not asking any questions. It looks a little young to me. Brats like her blow up in the corners, but you know the score.
No, Edie grew up young. She'll be all right.
Yeah, like I said, it's your neck. Keep her out of the corners. Let's see some action. I guess that's all.
Okay, we'll see you later. Come on, Edie. You got a few things to learn. They're in big business, Edie. It's one of the biggest hot car syndicates in the country. It's run as careful as a bank. They got offices like Carson's in all the big cities in 7 states.
Well, aren't any of the big shots friendlier than him?
None of them are smarter, and that's what counts. Now, he got guys in garages all over town, and all they do is make duplicate keys for every decent-looking car that comes in. They give me the keys and the name of the owners, and then I check them through the phone book and start casing the cars. And that's where you come in.
Mac, just take care of me, that's all. Don't point me wrong.
Well, you gotta quit worrying, Edie. You'll go nuts if you got nerves. Now, look, I case a car 2 or 3 days, sometimes a week, before we touch it. I know when the owner parks it and when he picks it up. We play it careful as a bank, I tell you. You know I wouldn't take any chances with you, don't you?
Yeah, I know it, Mac.
Sure you do. I'll give you the easiest ones all the way through. You got the keys. All you have to do is get in, drive a few blocks, and turn it over to another guy who'll get it out of sight.
I'll be all right, Mac. Honest, I will.
Hey, you aren't telling me nothing. I know you will. Wait till those bills start rolling in. $50 a pickup, and I'll promise you 2 a day. Baby, you'll really be all right then. The first one's the toughest. This is really a cinch. Just 1 block down from here on the same side of the street. Second car from the corner. It's a dark green Plymouth sedan. Are you set?
Sure. I gotta start someplace.
There's not a thing to worry about. Belongs to a guy that works in the back office of the building across the street. When he goes in, he stays in. Just start thinking right now that it's your car and walk up to it that way. The doors will be locked, but here's the key.
Yeah. Yeah, I got everything, including some shakes.
Yeah, I had them too the first time. Go ahead, baby. Get your feet wet. I'll be waiting for you. We'll calm you down when you get back.
Okay, Mac. Here goes little Edie, heading for the avenue.
Edith, your pa and me was talking about you again last night.
Talking or arguing?
He's awful mad about the way you're acting.
You two are spending more time living my life than your own these days. I hope it makes you happy.
Well, I can't reason with him no more. I had a hard enough time when you quit school, but now...
Oh, yeah? Now what?
Well, you don't tell us nothing about your job. You come and go when you want to.
I told you about my job.
Oh, the Lord knows you're spending enough on clothes for one that doesn't keep you any busier than yours does.
Well, that's the way selling stuff goes. Sometimes I meet people at night and sometimes in the daytime. But whose business is it? I'm paying room and board. What more do you want?
We want you to act like a daughter. That's what we want. You've changed something awful since you quit school. You talked about being a tramp then. Well, you're really acting like one now.
Oh, shut up, Mom.
You ain't the same girl you was. Your pa ain't gonna stand for much more of it.
You're darn right I'm a different girl. That's what I started out to be. I quit school so I could be a different girl. Maybe you want me to go to work in the factory with Pa, marry some jerk down there so I can slave for him all my life like you have. Maybe that's what you want.
We want you to be a good girl.
Who said I wasn't? Who said it? Pa? Answer me, Mom.
He said some things.
Is that where you got that tramp stuff? Let me tell you something. I was born a tramp, a lousy, ragged, commercial street tramp.
Edith!
And as soon as I had enough sense to know when I ran into different people, I darn soon learned that I was a tramp. Now I'm trying to grow out of it, and nobody's going to stop me.
Wait till your pa hears
this. Yeah, well, I'll tell him, too. You just don't know enough to see what people think of you. Well, I've had enough. You can take this shack and the torn linoleum and the dingy lace curtains. I'm moving out. Questions, questions, questions. I was eating and breathing them.
So I told her what she could do with him.
Sure, Edie. It's better that way.
I just got on my nerves, that's all. Can't figure how I want to live my own life. I like it this way, don't you, Mac?
Sure, Edie, sure. We'd better go.
I like it this way. How long we been together now, Mac?
About 3 weeks, a little over.
Sure seems like a long time, doesn't it? We've been making a lot of money because I'm a good partner, huh, Mac?
Yeah, but don't let it go to your head. Take it easy and don't talk about dough so much, will you? Come on, we gotta go. Boss will be waiting for us.
Oh, what do we have to go up there for, Mac? What's the matter with staying here?
Sure, when the boss wants you to come over, it's a good idea to go. You like to make money, don't you?
Oh, sure I do.
Then get smart. If he wants to be friendly, play along. Come on, you can get some fresh air on the way up. Play it smart, Edie. Keep your thinking to yourself.
Sure, Mac. I'll be as friendly as a puppy. I'll roll on the floor.
Well.
Hi, boss.
Come on in. I thought maybe you'd changed your mind. How are you, Edie?
Okay. Say, what a pretty apartment.
Yeah. You guys are paying part of the rent. It's about time you saw it. You look good in it, Edie. You're fit.
Yeah? Wouldn't any girl?
No, I wouldn't say that. Say, Mac, would you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I want you to run down and get a couple of packs of cigarettes, will you? I just ran out.
Oh, yeah. Where's the closest place?
Right down the lobby. Here's some change.
Oh, forget it, boss. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, thanks. Sit down, Edie.
This is sure a pretty place.
Cigarette?
Yeah, I think I thought you said you just ran out.
No, not really. I just wanted to talk to you. Is that all right?
What about?
About you.
About the job?
Yeah, about that, too. You know, you can go a long way if you play ball with me, Edie. I'll get you off the street and into the office. More money.
I don't get this. If it's what I think it is, Mac isn't going to like it.
Mac's all right. He knows. I told him I changed my mind about you after the first time I met you. He won't stand in the way.
You mean he knew when he brought me over here?
Sure, Edie. I don't pull any punches. Especially with guys under me. I could break him in a minute. Don't you believe me?
Yeah, sure. I'm just trying to get my feet under me. What about me?
What about you?
What am I? Like a library book to be passed around to anybody with a card?
No, don't look at it that way. You're a cute kid. You got lots of looks. And I figure you got brains to go with them. Come here, Edie.
No, don't. Please don't.
Ah, come on. What's the matter, Edie? Don't act like I'm poison now. I'm all right, Edie. Come here.
Please let me go.
Relax, Edie.
No, no, no.
Don't fight, baby. Play it smart now.
Let me go. Let go, you dirty baby.
Come here, Edie.
No, get away.
All right, sister. You called it. Get her out of here, Mac. The party's over.